It seems to be kind of a Nick and Mick kind of day. As we checked in with Nick from Superior Outfitters last hour, this hour we're going to check in with Mick at Mick's Bait Shops. So let's make a trip via the telephone to Curtis and see if Mick's got some time to talk hunting and fishing with us.
Mick's Bait Shop, this is Mick.
Hi, Mick. Adam from the Outdoor Show. How are things in the eastern UP?
Rainy.
Yeah, same here. We needed it, though.
Yes.
You got time to chat real quick?
Sure.
Well, I wanted to check in with you. Hunting season definitely in full swing now. I wanted to check in because I know you're a bow hunter and you got your bear tag and everything, and see what you've been hearing. What's your take on things right now for archery bow season?
There's a few guys out there trying for them. I haven't heard of any real big bucks or anything taken yet. So.
Have you heard of any success at all?
Not really, no.
Yeah. Very few and far between, and most of them, I think people are just not even telling folks I got a spike or a forkhorn, you know?
Right.
Well, are you hearing about anybody seeing anything nice on their trail cameras?
Haven't even heard that.
Okay. And you got your bear tag still?
Yes, I still have my bear tag.
It's getting tougher and tougher, I know, this time of year, but at least there's lots of bears this year. Just people are, looks like they're ended up taking a lot smaller bears this season.
Yes. I just haven't had the opportunity for one. So.
What about any of the bird hunters telling you what's going on, or are you seeing any?
They're getting a few. Haven't heard of any real big, but they're getting a few nice birds out there. So,
to your best of your knowledge, have you seen any of the coveys break up yet in your neck of the woods?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. And then what about flight? You know, we have our resident woodcock, but then we get a bunch of migrants now from Canada. Have you seen any influx in woodcock numbers or heard about that?
You know, some of the guys are saying they're seeing a lot more woodcock, so I'm going to assume that's starting to happen.
Yeah, it looks like a banner year for woodcock. It really does.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah. What are you carrying there for the archers?
Well, we've got some grunt tubes and scents and that sort of stuff.
Any of the mineral blocks? That's kind of popular.
Yep, we have mineral blocks here. We have the corn apple deer blocks and trace mineral blocks, and we have Trail House deer blinds.
Oh, yeah.
By Chappelle.
Really? You got some blinds there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've got what they call a 360. It's a real big blind, but it's nice and compact. You can carry it into the woods because it folds right up. And then we've got a 270 model as well.
Okay.
We've also got some 360 trail chairs that allow you to spin completely around. That's all camouflage.
All right.
And, of course, we have jet sleds. If they do happen to get their deer or want to haul some wood and like that, we've got all sizes of jet sleds in.
Which are phenomenal for ice fishing season, too.
Yes.
And we still got plenty to get into with Mick from Mick's Bait Shop in Curtis. Still got some good fishing to talk about in the eastern end of the UP. Plus, a special event happening in Curtis this Saturday. So stay tuned for part two in our next Outdoor Report later this hour. Thanks for tuning in today to The Outdoor Show.